Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, I have to tell you, I am so excited to be in our safe zone together today. I cannot believe that we are about to take a summer hiatus and season three is coming to a close. I mean, like, isn't that incredible? I mean, I have to tell you, I think season three has been like the power player of them all. I mean, we shifted into our growth mindset, and did we look back? No, we didn't. We charged forward. Oh, my goodness. So you know, I am not going to leave you hanging for this season closer because this is going to be powerful. So listen, Whispers, I know how much I have loved how Dustin is bringing our season to a close by offering us another cocktail mocktail using Ocean Spray juice combinations. I have to tell you, since we have partnered and birthed these combinations, it has been so much fun. If you haven't subscribed to the newsletter, let me tell you something. This is your opportunity to do it. Because over the summer, there are going to be some major announcements in there, some things that are coming forward that you are going to want to be a part of. Because I tell you, even though we're having our summer hiatus here, Whispers, we have some dynamic things birthing for you all. So make sure that you subscribe to the newsletter. There is a live link in our description box in each and every episode. So please go click the link and subscribe. And look, the best thing you could do is share it and give it to someone else to be a part of our community. You know I want you to join the discussion. So please call in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that's 516-595-8091. And Whispers, you know, Blog Talk Radio holds us down each and every episode by giving us a chat box in each episode that you can drop your comments, your questions, or if you want your girl to reiterate something, just put it in there. And you know how I love to monitor a great chat box. And look, because this is our season closer for just the summer, we don't have anyone in our live Zoom room today because this is all about Y-O-U. And I want to make sure that I am focused and lasered in on my dear Whisperers, I tell you. So, you know, don't forget, you can call in at 516-595-8091. So you know how I love to start our discussions off with a clear meaning or a definition. So you know, by far, we're not going to leave you hanging. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to give you a definition for today's discussion, which is maintain. Ooh. Maintain means to cause or enable to continue. So what was the word again? It was maintain. We're going to have a cause and enable to continue. So, Whispers, time seems to fly by us so quickly, and now we're about to go on our summer break. So it's more important for me to fortify you all for the summer break so we can continue to move forward on our mindset of developing our growth mindset. Ooh, that sounded like a little tongue twister I said right there, right? But it isn't. Because that is our focus. That is what we've been walking towards, what we have been moving towards all season. It's kind of like today is that time that we're going to go like transforming backwards, kind of like memories, you know, memories. all like that, going backward. We're going to play things forward in our mind so we can really connect to it. So many times when we go on hiatus or summer in our lives, in our businesses, and even those that are in school, we sometimes feel like this is the time to shut our minds off or down. Now, you got to admit, when it's vacation time, that's what you want to do. You kind of want to veg out. You want to just sit there and pretend not to even know yourself. But guess what? This is the perfect time to keep your mind sharp and equipped to move you into success and accomplishing your goals. Yes, it is. See, there are ways to maintain your ability to concentrate and your memories to be kind of focused on a cognitive functioning. So you can still keep your brain active during summertime. And I know, like, a lot of times when we think of this, it seems so tedious because we are always on every day of our lives. And, you know, this is when we get a respite. We get to kind of kick back and relax, which is great because that brain does that need that time to rejuvenate. But in that rejuvenation, we're going to keep it that it's active, not overstressed, but nice and active, keeping us towards our goal. See, you don't have to be as extreme as taking a course or even reading 100 books over the summer. You can do a few stimulating activities each day and still be able to enjoy your summer hiatus and stay moving on your goals of that growth mindset as well as your goals that you're setting forth in your life. Now, that sounds like that we're setting realistic expectations. Remember our episode on setting realistic expectations, right? If you missed that episode, you got to go back and listen to it because I gave some powerful keys in there so you can be able to really put that into practice. And we're going to go over a few ways to keep our brains active and still enjoy our summer hiatus. So you know how I like to tell you to get your notebooks out, to pin mark this episode at this point, or, you know, make sure that you come back and re-listen to it to be able to take away what you need to really implement and to bring forward. So this is no difference. So you can come and just know that your master keys are always going to be here. So with that being said, I first want to tell you all this. We've had a full half a year already. We've accomplished so much from January to now, which is the end of June, and we need to take a moment to celebrate all of our wins, and I really mean to celebrate them. Because you remember, I gave you a discussion on why it was so important that we do celebrate our micro wins and not wait till we have the huge accomplishments, that big kind of set off fireworks moment. Because see, the micro wins allow us to move into a place of gratitude and understanding the development and growth that we had. And you need to be grateful for the opportunities that have been opened up to you and things that have been brought into your life during this time span. See, this time span, we had a lot of changes that happened. We had a lot of discussions that birthed a lot of different things in our mind, how we were processing things, how we were thinking about certain elements. And we have been on a steady growth mindset journey together. And you need to be celebrated for that. And when we sit in this space and place, it allows us to be free and to have that gratitude flow freely. See, a lot of times, you know, a lot of my discussions come around and focus around gratitude. So with that being said, I guess the other element of it is this. The second element is this. The next thing we can do to keep ourselves on our pathway is to do a little recon for that, you know, that we can explore an area to gain information. You know, it's kind of like going back over things again. And when I say that we can do a little recon, it can even be that we come back to episodes that we have missed on Whispers in a Bottle. Because each episode is building upon our growth mindset. Each episode was walking us into a new area. Each episode brought us a solid foundation, and we started really building upon it. And we moved certain aspects around it. There was dynamic examples given in shows. There was different tools that was given to you. And you know how I give you your master keys. So it might mean that for you to keep sharpening and moving towards and maintaining, remember, our word today is maintain, which means to literally cause or enable us to continue. So for us to maintain, it means that we may have to come back in and listen to a couple of episodes so we can still open and close the corridors, hallways of our hearts and minds in our journey. And by having those master keys, it allows us to strengthen ourselves, and it even allows us just to be open to different possibilities. And that's the one thing I want you all to realize, that over your summer hiatus, and we're not here in our safe zone here, it doesn't mean that we're disengaged from each other, because that's not what summer break is about. Because, see, I place value in you, and you are valued to me. That's why I always encourage you all to please stay connected with me off air. Come and join me on social media, join me in Clubhouse, join me over on our Facebook group, because these are ways that I can keep connecting to you, keep encouraging you, and keep moving you forward. See, these are the elements that we're doing. Summer hiatus is never something that is something full of drudgery, like, oh my goodness, she's just going off, not going to prepare. No, because I'm always looking to see how we can continue to enable and maintain the way that we're going. See, I love having discussions like this with you, Whisperers, because this is our place of development. And as a therapist, I'm always looking at how can we continue to grow? How can we move forward? How can we enrich each other? And it's through dynamic discussion. And then the fourth one that I want to give you to help you to keep maintaining is this. Yes, read a good book. Read a very good book over the summer. And when we are on a little summer break, we always seem to find that one book that resonates deeply with us. And there are many healthy benefits that reading a book provides, and especially if it's a book that is going to build on your mindset. I'm not just talking about empty reading, because you don't want to do that. You don't want to put nonsense into you. You want to build upon different things, and knowledge is power. And sometimes we do need a little bit of the nonsense too, because that makes us fun. It just kind of lets us be free and kind of daydream and enjoy the moment. But when we're still building on things and we actively want to keep our brains active, we need to feed it and nurture it with things that are going to stimulate it. And so I always tell my clients, and I tell my friends and associates, that when we are building on our mindset, it helps us to pivot from behaviors that may keep you from blossoming and growing. And you know, I told you about how it is with a garden, that you always have to maintain that garden and keep going in there and pruning it. And, oh, and let me tell you something. I just met a beautiful young lady, and she has roses. And she was telling me how much work you have to do in caring for roses and pruning them, and how you have to treat them in such a way, and how they have to be fed. And it just made me kind of think about everything that we have been building on the mindset of how we need to really nurture and really to establish ourselves. I think, like, as we go forward, everything is supposed to come about. So literally, books are things that we need to use to really help us to keep on that growth pattern. I also said that I made a suggestion of a great book. And I mean, it was a really good book, and I've really enjoyed reading it myself to a few clients for over the summer. And it's called Happier by Dr. Tal, and it's T-A-L, Ben, Shahar, S-H-A-H-A-R. So let me just give it to you again. His name is Tal, T-A-L, B-E-N hyphen S-H-A-H-A-R. So this way you can read this book. And this book opens up the secret to daily joy. Now, who doesn't want to have joy every single day? I mean, it's just something that I think when I started reading this book, I thought it was like, you know, I'm always like curious. A friend of mine actually had suggested it to me for a couple of years ago, and it sat on my shelf for about maybe 4 months before I really had time to really crack the book open and really kind of read it. And I have to tell you that this publication is going to nourish your soul. It's going to bring better benefits to your mind and uplift your mood. And even the quotes that are in there are very powerful. And it's from different, like there's one in there from Eleanor Roosevelt. There's a quote in there that's even from Maya Angelou. And I'm a huge Maya Angelou fan. And so even the quotes that are in there are just powerful, and I love them. And I think when we read, it's like, well, plainly, reading is a gift. It's a real gift that keeps on giving to us because it allows us to really tap into a deeper sense of self. You know, everyone is always trying to elevate and to do things and to make sure that they're on that pathway. So literally, I want you all to think about even getting that book. And even the cover is happy because, you know, anytime you use the color yellow, it brings in sunshine no matter what. And I think that's what I love about it because even the cover is just happy. So, again, it's called Happier, and it's by Tal Ben Sahar. And the Ben is hyphenated. It's B-E-N hyphen. I'm telling you, it's a great book. It's a good read, too. So that was your third element. And the fourth element is this, engage your creativity. Now, I have to tell you, if you don't like reading, that's just fine because some of us are not readers. But also, you can be creative by even listening to books. Audiobooks are great, and they offer a different benefit and engage in your mind in a different way. So it helps you to kind of start painting pictures in your mind as you're listening to the book. And because there are other ways to activate deep levels of cognitive engagement, when we have creative hobbies, and you notice I said engage your creativity, we have creative hobbies. It provides great opportunities for us to grow. And it even helps in our overall health. And during your summer break, maybe you can finally take that sewing class. Or maybe you have always wanted to be someone who could crochet. And this is that part of you that you can really develop and build upon. I even have a friend who stated that she's going to start to really lean into more of her art. And to do more of her artistry of like drawing and wants to kind of dabble in acrylics. And I think that's exciting because she doesn't know what that's going to open up for her and what that creativity is going to even blossom and what she could probably produce. Let me tell you, I'm associated with some really dynamic people, and I have a good friend who has made this beautiful piece of art for me, which I'm excited to go and pick this up and to have it in my office. And I'm looking forward to it because she's also a jewelry designer. And because she is so creative, her mind opens up to different elements, and she's painted this beautiful picture and has put different elements into it. And the artwork that she's done and this piece that she's created kind of makes me look, it looks kind of like me, and it feels like the essence of me. And I love it because she tapped into that creative spot, and it gave her a place and a space to relate and relax into. It freed her energy and produced something so beautiful. And many of you may not even realize that you really have some great, you know, deep creative ideas in you. You may not even know that you could birth a book, and over the summer you may get a little ebook established and written. Or maybe you have a beautiful discussion that you want to develop and send out to others, or how maybe you want to encourage young people to do things differently and be a great role model for them. Whatever it is, tap into it. And see, and that's what keeps our brain stimulated and moving forward. For myself, I create a lot of things. I'm a very creative person. I'm a singer. I love art. I love to cook. There's different elements of Sonia that you all don't really know, but it births so many different things that when I take a summer hiatus, I get to kind of tap into that I don't have the time for when I'm running the office and I'm doing the show and everything else. So this is my time to kick back and really allow myself to have that moment of creativity that keeps me walking in the direction of my purpose and my goals. Beautiful. You know, Whisperers, I tell you, I get so excited back behind this mic, listening and talking to you all, because it is just, it's those elements that I want you all to feel. And I want you all to realize that each time that we come in and I birth a discussion, and notice the words that I always use. Because, see, when I say birth a discussion, it means that I'm bringing it to life, that I'm giving it the energy it needs in the space, place, and time that we're in. Whew! I tell you. I really have the opportunity to tap into deeper elements of myself. And many of you have connected with me on Clubhouse and have started following me. And you know the conversations that I have in there. I have a lot of dynamic discussions in my club, the Roundtable of Intention. I'm a part of different other rooms that I go into. And it's just, everything that I'm doing and everything that I'm birthing is bringing forward something that I want to always be a real benefit to those that I get to come in contact with. And so for me, it's important for me to make sure that I'm showing up in every aspect. I want to make sure that every time I come in, that I'm bringing forth something that is going to be kind of pivoting the mindset and giving you something deeper to think on and to chew on in every aspect. And that is exciting to me. And I love when I get to do this. I mean, like, I'm a part of this other club on Clubhouse on Tuesday nights. It's all about authentic love. And she has birthed this beautiful month of Loving Month. And she showed a movie which was on Loving's versus Virginia. I had never seen the movie before. I'd heard of the Lovings, but I never saw the movie before. And I have to tell you, it is powerful. And even what she has educated her community, her lovebirds on, has been beautiful. But I get to be in that space and that place to bring my education as a relationship counselor into her space as a dating and matchmaking coach. And we birth powerful discussions. That's why I told you, Whisperers, as you develop this over the summer, your creativity can birth anything. So don't limit yourselves. Don't hold yourself back from endless possibilities of what can be brought forward. Because, see, that's what that growth mindset does. It keeps you moving. Ooh, it's powerful. And that's what I love. I tell you, every time that I get so excited like this, it always brings forth something else, and it bursts something else for me, or different things open up. And it also made me think about this. And many of you already do this, but maybe some of you haven't, because with COVID, it's just been so hard. But maybe you can get connected to nature, meaning that, you know, this happens to be something powerful. And I tell you all constantly, I'm not the great outdoorsman. By far, I'm not. But I have to tell you, just to be able to go outside, to get in my car, to feel the air, and just to be able to get in and take a ride and to see the scenery and the trees is just beautiful. But if you have the opportunity that you can get out and it's that social distancing, so you're safe still, and you get to go out and you're in nature and you get to really take in the serenity and the calmness that is there. Maybe you have the opportunity to be by water. And, you know, water has that life in it, and it moves, and it's beautiful. And it has an effect to bring calmingness to us, that you can at least take that moment and just be present in that moment. And see, sometimes we forget that we need to be present. We don't need to have our minds focused everywhere else. We need to just be in that moment where you get to see the trees, but really getting to examine how beautiful the leaves are, seeing how beautiful that a tree is shaped, or how the clouds are moving through the sky. You know, when I was a kid, I used to love to, like, go outside and just lay and look at the clouds. And I remember, like, always pretending, like, not even if I was pretending, but it would be like you could see shapes in the clouds. And sometimes I would say I would see certain things or whatever. But I also remember that when I would lay there, and I had a window, a huge picture window in my bedroom, and I would lay there on the floor and I would be looking up at the clouds, or maybe I would be just watching the moon. And I remember always dreaming about what things could be or what I could, you know, do. And sometimes as adults, we forget to dream. We forget to dream. And I had a full discussion on the Roundtable of Attention about dreaming bigger. And see, and when we tap into that part of us that allows us to connect to nature, it allows us to be able to dream bigger, to see some things in a brighter element. And it's always so beautiful to just kind of take in creation. And to see birds. And now look, I happen to be scared of birds, but I love to watch them. I love to watch them. And where we live, literally, we have a family of hawks that come back. And they come here and they nest here. And we love to see them. And this year, when they came back, her and I guess it's a father and a mother, because they're parents and they raised their young. But we got to see that this year they had two offspring. And to watch them teaching them how to fly and all, it was just great. That connection that we got to have, that moment that we just kind of like enjoyed. And see, that's what you can do. You can just enjoy it. And that's what I want you to realize, that during the summer, remember what our word is that we're doing. What was the word that we're doing? We're maintaining. We maintain, which cause or enable us to continue. Whew. I tell you, whispers, I get excited. See, when we place these activities in our lives, it allows us to slow down and to reset our minds too. It allows our brains the needed moment to bring in all the feel-good oxytocin. And I mean, that's the natural high right there. When your brain gets to have oxytocin and it has all the dopamine and everything else, you are on a natural high. And it's such a brilliant, beautiful feeling. And sometimes that's why I tell people, yes, get high on your life. Be in that moment. Allow it to just rejuvenate you and empower you. I am always thrilled about a little bit of everything in my life. And I'm always grateful for all the opportunities that I have and the different elements that I get to bring into a space, place, and time. And I'm always grateful for the people that come in throughout my life. Because so many times they don't even realize the jewels that they impart and deposit in me. And notice I didn't say drop. Because when we deposit things, that means that it has value. And that's what we want to do with each other. We want to deposit into each other value. So that's what your summer hiatus is to do for you, is to rejuvenate you. It is to deposit energy that keeps you moving for the rest of the year. That's why summer break is so important. And, you know, so many people want children to go to school all year round, but they don't realize that kids need a break. They need a moment to stop so they can keep growing and developing into the brilliant little people they're supposed to. There's no reason to rush them into their life of being slaved into a system, constantly thinking as if they're working every day. That's not a life. And that's not going to maintain your child's happiness. That's not going to nurture their creativity. And that's not going to build upon their personality. Woo! I tell you, Whisperers, we have some great things that we're moving in. And when we decided that we were going to level up our mindset and move into the growth mindset was one of the biggest steps that we took. So we got to maintain it over the summer so it doesn't get lulled, dulled, and nullified, to always keep it going. Whisperers, I want us to step back into our episode from January 26th. So we're going to get in our little time machine, and we're going to step back to January 26th, 2022. And we're going to talk a little bit on the power of pausing. See, I intentionally want us to talk about this, and I said intentionally because I have a reason. And I have intention regarding it, so I have aim, focus, and purpose as well. See, when we pause, it is a temporary moment to stop or halt. And in that episode, I stated that when we pause, we are giving ourselves permission. Remember, permission to be present, and in that moment, and only in that moment, and not being distracted by the outer or that inner noise and the influences that press us constantly. We're almost like in a wine press constantly. Constantly. All the noise, all the chatter, all the this, all the that, the to-do list. Oh, it's just racing constantly. But in the power of pausing, which is a quiet, serene place where it allows you to sit just quietly and to be in thought and to be present and in the moment, it brings you clarity. It's as clear as my voice is currently right now as you're listening to me. That's the power of it. Then you may be feeling a little fear if you have to pause. Maybe some of you feel that fear. But don't forget, we are going to use fear as our superpower, which was such an amazing discussion that we had right here in our safe zone in February. February 4th. If you don't remember it, go back and listen to these episodes. See, this is what's going to keep you, to maintain you through the summer. It's going to cause or enable you to continue your journey into your growth mindset. But in that episode on fear as a superpower, I told you that fear is an unpleasant emotion. But pausing isn't an unpleasant emotion at all. So you don't have to be afraid to pause, because it's nothing that's going to cause you danger or harm. See, when we have fear about certain aspects of our lives and taking action that we are used to can cause us to have some fear. Because don't forget, I told you, we're creatures of habit. We're used to it being our habit constantly. But in that discussion, we spoke of making sure that the fear that we have isn't something that we are conjuring up in our mind. And, you know, when you conjure up something, that's something fake that you think it up and it's like, oh, this is going to happen. No, it's not. The fear that we have isn't something that is realistic. That is an unrealistic fear when we fear that pause or taking a pause. Oh, if I stop, oh, the momentum will stop. Oh, if I pause, I won't get the money. Oh, if I pause. No, no. See, if you don't pause, you may not get the money. If you don't pause, you may not get the contract because you are not thinking clearly. And if you don't pause, you may not get to reset, refocus, and be able to continue on your trajectory. And in that discussion, I gave you a powerful acronym that we can either use the word fear in a positive or negative connotation. So I told you, you can choose one or the other. We can either use fear where we say fear is false emotions appearing real, or we can use fear as we face everything and rise. I choose part B. I'd rather face everything and rise. Because see, cream always comes to the top. Eagles always soar. You are cream and you will come to the top. You are eagles and you will soar. You just have to let fear go and let it be your superpower and step into it. Oof. It's how we look at things and how we receive the message. We have to be willing to use self-talk to allow us to walk ourselves back into a space and place where we can keep growing. The power of self-talk. We had that as a discussion too. You see, I told you, memories. Memories. I'm causing them to come back up for you to give you the reassurance that you are able to maintain cause or enable to continue on your walk to your growth mindset. You know, during our summer break, we're going to be actually even rolling out a special summer edition that is going to be something so different. And it's different from even what you experience right here in our safe zone. And so that's why I told you, you really want to make sure that you are subscribed to our newsletter. Because with the newsletter, it's going to open up things and really help you to see where we're going with this. So, you know, so many have told us, oh, you got to have a YouTube channel. So we went and opened up a YouTube channel, and they were placing the episodes onto YouTube. And I was like, why? Why are you doing that? Because you're here on the radio with me. There's no reason to be over there and listen to the same episode on YouTube. So what I want to do, I want to birth something different. And so I hope you all will go and please make sure that you subscribe and like the channel and hit the bell so you're notified, because I'm actually going to bring the Whisperer's Lounge over there to YouTube. But see, the Whisperer's Lounge is going to be so different from right here. That's going to be literally like our pop-up where I'm going to just get to share things, talk about different elements, even discussions that I've had on Clubhouse that I'm going to come in and get to share some things. I got some people lined up for you all even over there. So you're just not going to want to miss it. So that's why I said make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure that you're in our newsletter. The community is strong. It's only as strong as you make it. And I want it to be strong because you all bring such value. And I love that we are here, but I want to really make sure that my voice is resonating and tapping in with you all on a deeper level. I also want to invite all of our lovely whisperers, all of you that are listening, to please join me for a dynamic program that I'm birthing. And currently right now, the wait list is open because the site is being developed and it's going to be a real community. And this community is birthing something that is dynamic. And this is all about, and I'm going to be sending out a special invitation inside of the newsletter, just in case if you haven't received it, because I'm launching My Body Beautiful. Technically, it's Your Body Beautiful Community. Yes, you heard me. Your Body Beautiful Community. See, I'm birthing this because a situation happened, and literally it just kind of like fired me up so, because I am constantly teaching. I have clients that I help constantly to be able to accept themselves because of body shaming, and that have been told that they don't look good, they don't look right. Society says you're supposed to be a size 6. Oh, no, 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 no. See, in the Body Beautiful, Your Body Beautiful Community, I'm really going to empower you and help you to accept your beautiful body. I'm going to be educating you on body type. I have master classes. I have special guest speakers coming in. I have a lot of things lined up inside of this new community. And let me just tell you all, it's not just for you ladies, because guess what? 70% of men are going through the same thing. They're being body shamed because maybe they don't have big enough muscles, or they look too, you're too heavy, your thighs are too big, or they feel they're not masculine enough with their body types, and they don't understand how to dress that particular body type and what is it and how can you complement it. Well, guess what? I'm coming in to equip you with that power and that positivity. So you're going to have body positivity. You're going to understand your body type. I'm showing you self-compassion. I'm teaching you everything that makes you beautiful and why you need to celebrate. Why? Oh, the great thing about this is this. Because we're in the process of developing the community, and there's going to be a lot of video in there. There's going to be live discussions. There's live virtual events that are going to be taking place. So if you get on the wait list now, there's a live link in this description box. In this episode only, you'll see that link. You need to go over and click on there and register, because this is the reason. Once the community goes live, all of you that are already registered before it goes live, you will be grandfathered into the system. And those that register after the system goes live, and we have a way of knowing when they register because there's a different kind of platform that goes up then, there will be a $20 monthly membership fee. So currently, you can get in, and it's free. What it is, free 99. So if you don't register, if you don't join today, and you wait, you will receive the $20 membership fee monthly. So I hope you'll come and you'll join us. So because we're on summer break, I'm just going to give you some broadcasting tips and how we're going to be running. So literally our summer break starts July 1st. So today is our last episode. It's bittersweet. I hate to say it. I really am going to miss you all. You just don't even know how much I will miss you all. But we have so much going on over the summer that, you know, we're going to be connected. So come on now. So literally July 1st, and we're back September 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Friday, September 9th. We're coming back. So mark your calendars. Pin market, get ready, come back. We'll have a whole celebration, and now we'll start season 4 of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. And so you know, I'm going to tell you all, make sure that you're subscribed to our YouTube channels. Make sure that you're connected with me on social media. You can follow me on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast. Get into our Facebook group because everything gets announced in there as well. Get into the Facebook group at Whisper in a Bottle. Notice no S there. So it's Whisper in a Bottle. You can connect with us on Twitter at capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. It must be put that way. So capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. And Whispers, you can also now buy your girl a cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box too, and I will tell you, I love me a cup of coffee. So you can feel free to buy me a cup of coffee anytime, any day, even on hiatus. I will love to have a cup of coffee. And it's almost like we'll get to have coffee together because we're going to be out here mingling with each other, you know, in social media and everything else, and even on our private channels. So, look, get your cocktails, get your stuff ready because we're going to be doing some things. So, listen, you are listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. If you want to work with me, please. You know there's always a live link to my calendar. There's a live link in the newsletter. Just click it and you know, set an appointment. You get a free 30-minute discussion, and we get to kind of build out what we need together. So you're listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please be safe until we come back together. Don't forget to maintain, to cause and to enable yourselves to continue to walk on that growth mindset and to keep building towards your greatness. Look, guys, be safe. I cannot wait till we get back together September 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, until then, you guys have a great summer. Talk to you later.